Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kenya's President William Ruto may have backed down on proposed tax hikes, but that didn't keep some protesters off the streets on Thursday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Kenyan police fired tear gas at dozens of protesters and blocked off streets leading to the presidential palace as demonstrations continued in several cities. Turnout was well down from the height of mass rallies over the past week, but some, like Beryl Nalima in Mombasa, have vowed to keep going.
That our voice can be heard, us as Gen Zs, us as Kenyans, we are one, so the police should stop killing us.
At least 23 people were killed in clashes on Tuesday, according to the Kenya Medical Association. In chaotic scenes, Parliament was briefly stormed by protesters and set alight.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. European Union leaders signed a security agreement with Ukraine on Thursday, kicking off a two-day summit at which they will also set a strategic course for the EU for the next 5 years. Leaders meeting formally for the first time since the European elections gave a warm welcome to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who appealed for further help against Russia.
Putin tried to expand the war by launching a new offensive. Thanks to the bravery of our people and the decisions of you, of our partners, we stopped this. But this new Russian offensive proved that the existing pressure on Russia is not enough.
Palestinians fled eastern Gaza City on Thursday under heavy bombardment as the Israeli military issued an evacuation order for the area it had previously declared clear of militants of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The flare-up in the northern Gaza Strip, which witnesses and medics caused numerous casualties.